Chloe.
And we're here to bring you a Father's Day special.
See, fathers are special already, because they do things for you, like take you on trips and take you on a vacation and do homework with you, and sometimes help you with your math problems.
So we must make a special program for Dad.
So let's start out with some songs and stories that tell you all about Dad.
Got some homework to do, and you can't sit still. Everyone is out playing games, you're in against your will. Homework's here to help you learn, it's really not that bad. Even math can be some fun when you do your homework with Dad. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 1 = 3. 3 + 1 = 4.
Finished?
Wait, there's more. Next in line's geography, cities and their lands. Traveling to these places would be absolutely grand. Think what fun you'd have in Greece. China wouldn't be bad. See how easy learning can be when you do your homework with Dad. London is in
England.
Paris is in
France.
Stockholm is in
Sweden. Finished?
Not a chance. Our last subject for the day is the best of all. This you'll always want to do and never care to stall. Recess is the one I mean. Aren't you awful glad? It's the subject we must learn when you do your homework with Dad. Tennis needs a
racket.
Sledding needs some
snow.
Hopscotch needs a
sidewalk. Finished?
Come on, let's go.
When you've got some homework to do and you can't sit still, everyone is out playing games, you're in against your will. Guess who's here to help you learn? He's not all that bad. Homework is the biggest blast when you do your homework with Dad.
Oh, the moon shines bright on the neighbor's fields. You can hear the gravel crackle underneath our wheels. Now I know just how the early bird feels on the awful hilly daddy willy trip. Even with the moon, there isn't much light. Daddy says it's morning, well, he might be right. But it sure the heck looks like the middle of the night on the awful hilly daddy willy trip. We've got the books and the banjos packed into the truck. There's juice in the jar and coffee in the cup. It's so early, even the sun ain't up on the awful hilly daddy willy trip. Oh, the lights of the city look just like stars. Up in the sky, Daddy showed me Mars. We've been driving for an hour, haven't seen any cars on the awful hilly daddy willy trip. But little by little, is turning into day. Daddy's gotta sing tonight and I'm gonna play in North Carolina, far away on the awful hilly daddy willy trip. We've got the books, the banjos packed into the truck. There's juice in the jar and coffee in the cup. It's so early even the sun ain't up on the awful hilly daddy willy trip. Mommy and Peter are asleep at home. I hope they'll be all right alone. Well, tonight we're gonna call them on the telephone on the awful hilly daddy willy trip. Oh, I got 100 questions for everything new. It's a mighty long journey when you're only two. And the world's a lot bigger than I ever, ever knew on the awful hilly daddy willy trip. We've got the books, the banjos packed into the truck. There's juice in the jar and coffee in the cup. It's so early even the sun ain't up on the awful hilly daddy willy trip. So when the fiddle's put away and the last tale's told, and we cuddle up tonight as the air gets cold, when I wake up in the morning I'll be 3 years old on the awful hilly daddy willy trip. We've got the books and the banjos packed into the truck. There's juice in the jar and coffee in the cup. It's so early even the sun ain't up on the awful hilly daddy willy trip. We have got the books, the banjos packed into the truck. There's juice in the jar and coffee in the cup. It's so early even the sun ain't up on the awful hilly daddy willy trip.
Do any of you have fathers that are trolls?
No.
Not even one. How about a mother?
No.
No? Oh, well, that's too bad. It's kind of fun. Yeah, your mother is a troll? Sometimes mothers and fathers are trolls. There was a girl named Julie, and she was walking down the street to school. And she came to a large moving van that was taking things out of a house, and she said, "I think someone new is moving in. When I come back from school, I will stop and see who is here." So when she was walking back from school, she was walking along, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-dum-dum-dum, la-da-da-da, and she came to another large moving van. And they were taking things out of this van. They were taking out an enormous chair that was 10 feet tall, a spoon that was big like a shovel, a knife that was big like a sword, and a fork that was big like a pitchfork. And she said, "I don't think I want to get to know these people at all." But the next day, when she was walking back from school, la-da-dum, la-dum-dum, la-dum-dum-dum, there was a boy standing out in the front of the yard. He said, "Hi, my name's David. Do you want to come and play?" And Julie looked at him very carefully. He looked like a very regular type boy, so she said, "Okay." They had a marvelous time. They ran around the yard, they played puzzles, they built blocks, and when it was 5 o'clock, from far away down the street, Julie's mother called, "Julie, time to eat." And she says, "I think I have to go." But then someone called David. Someone called him like this. "David!" And Julie said, "David, what was that? Was that a rhinoceros?" David said, "No." Julie said, was it an elephant?" David said, "No." She said, "David, was it thunder?" David said, "No." David said, "That was my father." And Julie says, "Oh, I don't think I want to meet your father. Goodbye, 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 goodbye." And she ran down the street and jumped under her bed and didn't come out until it was time to go to school the next day. When she was walking home from school that day, she's walking down the street. There's David again. And David says, "Oh, Julie, come and play." And she looks all around the yard. Looks okay, so she plays. They play blocks. They play hide and seek. They read books. They have a marvelous time. And just when it's time to go home, Julie's mother calls, "Julie, come and eat." And David says, oh, Julie, please come and eat with us. And Julie says, well, I don't know. I think maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. He said, we're having hamburgers. And Julie says, hamburgers, I love hamburgers. We're having salad. Julie says, oh, I love salad. And we're having pecan pie. And Julie says, oh, that's my favorite. I'll stay. So she called her mother on the phone and said she was staying. And just when she put down the phone, someone called David. Someone said, David, time to wait. And Julie said, David, what was that? And David said, that was my father. So they go inside, and there's a little table there. Julie sits on one side and David sits on the other side. And across the room is a big, enormous table with a big, enormous chair and a bathtub for a glass and an enormous spoon like a shovel, an enormous fork like a pitchfork, an enormous knife like a sword. And Julie says to David, David, who sits there? And David says, oh, that's where my father sits. You can hear him coming down the hall. And this is what his father sounded like coming down the hall. He opened up the door, and he walked into the room. David's father was an enormous troll. He had orange hair, long black teeth, very long, sharp fingernails, and purple alligator skin. The troll put on their table hamburgers and a salad and pecan pie and milk. And on his table, he put one boiled fire truck, a bathtub full of orange juice, and 45 minced stop signs. Julie and David started to eat their stuff like this. And David's father ate the fire truck like this. And then he ate the mint stop sign. And when he was done, he said, oh, that was delicious. And Julie said to David, she said, David, do you like your father? And David says, oh, he is the best father in the world. I love him a lot. He adopted me, and he is fantastic. Would you like to come for a walk with us? And Julie says, well, okay. So they walked down the street. Julie and David were walking like this. And behind came the troll like this. And first they came to a crosswalk. And Julie stuck out her arm. And David stuck out his arm. And the cars did not stop. So the troll walked out in the middle of the street. And he said to the cars, stop! And the cars jumped up in the air, ran around in a circle three times, and all ran back up the street. And they walked across the street. And they walked further down the street. And they came to three large boys standing in the sidewalk. And the boys said to David and Julie, go around, you punks. And the troll came up and looked them right in the eye and said, beat it! And the boys jumped up so fast they jumped out of all their clothes and ran right down the street. And they walked a little bit further on, and there was an enormous cement truck parked right across the sidewalk, and they couldn't go. And Julie said, what do we do? And David said, what do we do? And the troll walked up. He took a hold of the cement truck, and he threw it 36 blocks right into a lake. No! Julie looks at David and says, I think you have a pretty good father. And David says, oh, yes, that's my father. That's the end of the book.
Tell you about fathers. Here's what I have to say about fathers. Fathers take use for me. They even build you tables. My dad built me a table, and he made our bunk bed, and a lot of times he took me shopping. So I like my dad.
Me too. And father's reads the stories.
Yeah.
And he cooks me dinner.
Sometimes fathers say, I'm busy, and they won't come out and play baseball with you, or stuff like that. So we have a story by Bill Harley about a dad who should have listened to his kid.
Please excuse me, Dad. There's something at the door. I never have seen anything that's quite like it before.
Yes, that's very nice, but in a little while, I'm busy.
Dad, I hate to bother you, but it wants to come inside. It's orange and green and brown. It's got this very hairy hide. It's got a big head way up north and a long tail in the south. And about 300 teeth or so are living in its mouth.
Please, dear, not right now. You just run along. Yes, that's very nice, but in a little while I'm busy.
Dad, it tore the door down. It ripped it off the frame. I really tried to tell you, Dad, it's not me that you can blame. Now it's in the house. Can't you hear it groan? It just told me it was hungry. And then it ate our phone.
You'll just have to wait. Go and tell your mom.
Please, dear, not right now. You just run along. Yes, that's very nice. In a little while, I'm busy. Dad, put your paper down. This really is no joke. It just ate up the kitchen. And now it's blowing smoke. It's awful, and it's angry, and it's very, very mad. It told me it was still hungry and it wants to eat you, Dad.
Haven't you been listening? I've got things to do. You'll just have to wait. Go and tell your mom.
Please, dear, not right now. You just run along. Yes, that's very nice. In a little while, I'm busy. Dad, oh, Dad. It's right behind your chair. Its mouth is hanging open. Its tongue is wagging in the air. If you get up now, I think that you could run. You could jump outside the window before you're really done. I know you think I'm kidding, but I'm really, really not. I don't want to lose you, Dad. You're the only one I've got.
I've heard quite enough. Don't bother me again. Haven't you been listening? I've got things to do.
You'll just have to wait. Go and tell your mom. Please, dear, not right now. You just run along. Yes, that's very nice. In a little while, I'm...